الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن سعيكم لشتى وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم إن سعيكم لشتى Verily your efforts are diverse or spread out, not focused. So this is an ayah of Allah of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Verily your efforts are dispersed. إن سعيكم لشتى. Yesterday in the morning, I actually took my daughter to the park to play in the sandbox, to play around the sandbox. And as she was sitting there, well, first she played a little bit, and I was actually sitting under a tree while she was playing. Then she came and she sat down and she watched these two kids playing in the sandbox. And one of the kids took some sand and threw it on the other sand, and she said, did you see that? And then she was watching the whole thing, and then she said, did you see what she just did? She watched the whole thing, and she was so interested in these kids playing in the sandbox. And I sat there thinking that this is such an important lesson for man. Because for her, what was happening in the sandbox was everything. It was the most important thing in the world. And for me, it made no difference. It was just a play. They were just kids playing. It made no difference who won the fight and who lost the fight and who threw mud on who. It made no difference to me. But to her, the person in the dark blue shirt threw the mud first, and the person in the light blue shirt then threw the water on the other girl. And so everything was, her focus was the sandbox. But then I began to realize that this is probably exactly what the reality of the world is for us. I mean, for her, the sandbox meant everything. And for us, it's probably something else. Think about fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, right? In fifth grade, you had to have that, some new toy, the Star Wars figure that just came out. You had to have that Star Wars figure. You would die if you didn't get that. It meant everything. You cried and you told your parents they had to take you to Toys R Us right now. If I don't get this, it's going to be the end of the world. And later on you grew up and you begin to realize that what you thought was important in fifth grade meant nothing in sixth grade. And what you thought was the essence of the world in sixth grade meant nothing in seventh grade. And now you go back and you think about your whole junior high experience and you say, what a joke. Eighth grade was a joke. It meant nothing. But probably in eighth grade, the night before the test, you were freaked out. And when you finish high school, when you reflect back on high school, you say, well, there was nothing there. And so it just goes to show you that what we end up placing reality, or what we end up calling reality, sometimes really isn't reality at all. And blessed are those people in the universe who have picked up on this and realized that the only reality in the universe is actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's actually the only reality in the universe. Everything else is passing. Now, you may have picked it up when you were in fifth grade. You may have picked it up when you were in ninth grade. You may have picked it up after finishing college. But sometime in your life, you have to have picked up on this idea that everything is Allah. That's all that matters. Who cares who wins? I mean, you know, they put on every day something new on CNN. It makes no difference in your life. If you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you succeed. And if you don't please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't succeed. Nothing else matters. That's the gist of it. There are secondary events that occur in the world, but that is the gist of it. Now for me, I'm sitting there and my daughter is so caught up. Which girl threw the sand first, and which girl threw the mud first, and what the other girl ran away, and now this girl has a sandbox all to herself, but it meant nothing. It was just play. And in reality, this whole world is a sandbox. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says that this is all play. The whole world is just a board game. And what we've placed importance on today will have no meaning tomorrow, except one thing, our iman. And our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what we did in order to advance that. And it's just so amazing when you just look at the reality of the world, people caught up. chasing after their money, chasing after their dream, chasing after the thing that they thought was them. And in the end they attain it, and it means nothing. You know, and the worst thing is that throughout that period, you wish that that period was over. So when you're in junior high, you say, I can't wait till I'm done with eighth grade. Then when you're in high school, you say, I can't wait till high school's over, I'm going to get to college. Then when you're in college, you say, I can't wait till these 4 years are over, I'm going to start working. So your whole life went hoping that it would end, hoping that it would end, hoping that those periods would go. So that was all wasted. The reality of the world is that the only thing that will exist on the day that this board game is folded up is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you just think about it, if you look at kids, you learn so much. So anyway, that was the first lesson that I learned while watching my daughter play in the sandbox. I thought that was deep enough. That was 1 year's worth of a lesson in one moment. The second thing was, we were sitting there and it was hot, and we sat under the shade of a tree, and this cool breeze blew over us. And right then, something that I had heard for 5 to 6 years finally opened its reality. And they say that you read about the mercy, you read about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they say that the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like the wind on a breezy day. And then it hit me at that moment. Because I just thought that this cool breeze, it's going to everybody. I'm experiencing it and I'm enjoying it. And I looked at these other people who were playing basketball. They were enjoying it. And then I looked at these other people who were playing in the park. They were enjoying it. The trees were enjoying it. The animals were enjoying it. Everybody had this sensation of peace within them from that small breeze. It didn't discriminate. There was no discrimination whatsoever in that wind. As much benefit as it provided me, it provided everybody else in that park. And in fact, probably throughout the whole city. Then I understood at that moment what they mean by the generosity of the Prophet ﷺ was such that it was like the free wind. It was completely non-discriminatory. The Prophet ﷺ's generosity was just everywhere. It just applied to everyone. Whoever was in his presence, Muslim, non-Muslim, kafir, munafiq, everybody benefited from the presence of the Prophet ﷺ on this earth. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only greater. Everybody benefits from it. Everybody is eating. Everybody is drinking. Everybody is able to enjoy the shade on a hot day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not discriminated against anybody in this world. But the scary thing is that reality, this non-discriminatory nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy only applies in this world. And on the day of judgment, that mercy will become focused on the believers. That's the status of the day of judgment. Now, Imam Abu Hanifa, he used to recite the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, which says, وَمْتَازُ يَوْمَ إِذَنْ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Be separate, O you criminals, on that day. Now, if you look at the narrations about the end of the world, the Prophet ﷺ tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring the day of Qiyamah upon the world as long as there is a single person who says the Shahada standing on the face of it. Meaning, as long as there is somebody on the planet who has the Shahada in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bring this world to an end. Because why? Because that mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon the planet can still descend as long as there is that one single individual present on the earth who reads the Shahada. Everybody on the planet benefits because that individual remains on the earth. But when that last individual is lifted up and dies, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the azab of the end of the destruction of the planet earth. So even that single individual. And so the ulama, they say that actually the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy works within a community is that it befalls the righteous people within the community. And secondarily, every single person in the community takes benefit. But the mercy of Allah actually descends upon the righteous. Those kids who read the Quran, those people who live their life according to the Quran and the Sunnah and the Sharia, those people who do good, those people who pray in the masajid, the mercy of Allah descends upon them. And secondarily, all the other munafir, the hypocrites, etc., they all benefit from that. So if you understand this principle, then you know that Imam Abu Hanifa used to stay up at night and he used to recite this ayah, وَمْتَازُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Be separate on that day, or you criminals. And he used to cry when he used to recite this ayah. Why? Because he used to say that in this earth, I was a criminal. But I was living among the righteous. And so I was secondarily allowed to benefit from the mercy of Allah. But on the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separates the criminals from the believers, and he puts me as a criminal on one side, I will no longer be able to take part of that mercy, because the mercy will go with the believers on that day. So today, we all benefit from the wind. The mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the wind of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's indiscriminate. Every one of us takes part in it, despite our failures. But on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will separate the criminals from the believers. And we don't know what which category we'll be in. Imam Abu Hanifa, 3/4 of the world follows his fiqh. The majority of the Muslim empires throughout the world, for the majority of the time of the Islamic history, follow the fiqh of this man. Yet he used to stand in the middle of the night and recite this ayah, fearful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would separate him on that day into the pile of the criminals, and therefore the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would go in the other direction. Now, if Imam Abu Hanifa is worried and crying in the middle of the night, then where do we stand? We have trouble following the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa, let alone deriving it as Imam Abu Hanifa did. So today we benefit from this win, but tomorrow we don't know. This is why we have to begin to take our time seriously. Look, everything that we pursue is a sandbox. All the things that we have made our dreams and our desires and our goals and our aspirations and everything that we've decided means something, it doesn't mean anything. It's like 5th grade and 6th grade and 7th grade. Every time you look back on it, you begin to realize that it meant nothing. In reality, it was just a joke. It was just play. It was just something that you went through. The only thing on the Day of Judgment will be our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we dealt with one another, how we spread His word, and how we spread goodness on the earth. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the carriers of that mercy and allow us to benefit people indiscriminately. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.